VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Saudi Arabia is preparing to admit that missing journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed, according to reports by two American news organizations. The stories quote sources who say Khashoggi's death was an interrogation that went wrong. CNN reports that those behind the operation may have intended to kidnap Khashoggi from the Saudi consulate in Istanbul and take him back to Saudi Arabia for questioning. The stories say the Saudi report is expected to say that the operation that led to his death was carried out without official clearance and that those behind his death will be held responsible. The Al-Nasi border crossing between Jordan and Syria reopened Monday after a three-year closure. Observers on both sides expressed hopes the reopening would help improve economic conditions in the countries. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Economic observers said the border passage generated nearly $600 million in trade yearly before war in Syria began in 2011. More than 7,000 trucks were estimated to have crossed between the two countries daily. Arab media also reported UN peacekeepers officially took control of the Kenitra crossing between Israel and Syria. Syria's main border crossing with Iraq at Al-Bukamel remains in the hands of U.S.-backed Kurdish forces and is closed due to fears of Iran using it to smuggle weapons into the region.
Rebels opposed to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad seized the Nasib crossing in 2015. Government forces recaptured it in July. Another crossing, shut down by the seven-year-long conflict, also opened on Monday. This is VOA News. Representatives from North